Many of us probably know that Christians have not always been called Christians. In fact, that name for followers of Jesus actually came in the late first century and was used as a derogatory term. So what were they before they were Christians? Well, the answer is not all that difficult to find. They were called followers of the way. Followers of the way. And if you're wondering where that name came from, well, we don't have to look any further than the gospel today. The setting is the Last Supper, where Jesus is offering final instructions to his followers. And we hear him tell them, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." So that's what they decided to call themselves, followers of the way. Truthfully, Thomas speaks for all of us when he says to Jesus, "We don't know the way." As we heard, that response from Thomas comes on the heels of Jesus' telling them that where he is soon to go, they know the way. Thomas, like most of us, is lost and confused. We can even hear the fear in his voice as he explains that he doesn't know the way. He's lost. Remember that popular TV show on ABC some years back? It simply was called Lost. The storyline was about a group of people who ended up on some island in the South Pacific after their commercial passenger jet goes down. Each episode presents another crisis to their survival. Critics still say that Lost was one of the greatest TV dramas of all time. It wouldn't be a big step for us to say that its popularity was due in large part to the fact that we could identify with those folks stranded and lost on the island. Just enlarge the island a little bit and it's us, trying to survive in a world that seems to grow more unfamiliar and more unfriendly with each day. We're often unsure of what to do when there are so many mega voices out there telling us we should do this or we should do that. Our heads spin with confusion as we try to find a path through the jungle of modern life. So when Thomas says to Jesus that he doesn't know the way, we're right there with him. Then comes the essence of a simple answer. We can almost hear the reassuring and soft voice of Jesus saying, "Thomas, I am the way. I am the way." We know the words may have struck some of them as odd and surely did not set so well with most Jews because the holy books were considered the way. Yet here Jesus makes the bold statement that he's the way. If Thomas and the rest of us want to find the path that will lead us safely through the brambles and briar bushes of this world, then here it is, Jesus. There's that great story told by the missionary E. Stanley Jones about the time he got lost deep in the jungles of Africa. He finally finds this small village where he asks one of the natives if somebody can lead him out of the jungle. So this man says he'll show him the way. The two of them walk for hours and hours through dense brush, hacking their way. The missionary begins to worry, and he finally says to the native, "Are you sure this is the way? I don't see a path." And the man answers, "I am the way. I am the way." The same words we hear Jesus use when Thomas is doubtful that he'll get out of the jungle alive. Jesus says to him and to us, "I am the way." Given the fact then that Jesus is the way, it's even more important that we stick close to his side. And that means that we do the works of Jesus. When we do as Jesus did, we can safely assume that we are on the way, the right way in this world. We're with Jesus. A popular book from the late 1950s, as some of you may recall, was Jack Kerouac's book, On the Road. If you've ever taken the time to read it, you know it's about his travels from the East Coast to the West Coast. Anyway, there's this quote from the book where Kerouac writes, "As we crossed the Colorado-Utah border, I saw God in the sky in the form of a huge gold sun burning clouds above the desert that seemed to point a finger at me and say, 'Pass here and go on. You're on the road to heaven. You're on the road to heaven.'" Well, when we imitate Jesus' way of living and loving in this world, we get very much the same message from God. Pass here and go on. You're on the road to heaven. We're on that road every time we decide to put our selfishness aside for generosity, or when we choose to see every other person on this globe as our own brother and sister, or when we realize our purpose in life is not to make it big. Our purpose is to make other people's lives a little easier. Doing the works of Jesus, that's what keeps us on the way. So we find the Lord Jesus offering us a simple proposition this morning. If we feel lost and uncertain in this world, not knowing which direction to turn or where to go with our lives, our answer is in the words that he gives to Thomas. He says, "I am the way."